Akeldi Abu, Hayes, Paul Hopkins, and
Claire Randall.
And we're gonna put in just for not for grins really. We're just thinking about it as we were going through some boo titles, and it complements, I think, this whole thing about what do you boo, how do you boo, sort of how should a boo be made up, what is it made up of. I'd almost call this, if I was being blunt, the disingenuous title boo, or the mistitled boo, yeah. Almost, yeah. And I don't know how long we discuss this for, because in our heads it's a 2 second thought, but the amount of times that you go through a boo, you're going through a list of boos, and given what we've all said about the time needed to take to listen to audio because it's audio. Without the enhancements of being able to speed up the boo to get through it quicker and all the rest of it. That quite often, in fact, very often, and it's like with emails, when you get a forum in emails, there's moderators that will say, can you keep the subject matter according to the subject line? So you know, you might be talking about a certain app in the app store, and then someone goes on about a holiday they went on once to Jamaica, and you just think, well, what? This got nothing to do with it. And this happens quite often with audio boo, you know, that I tend to avoid those if, like, I've just been listening to one and it had a subject line, and I thought, well, okay, that might be interesting. And so I was kind of curious to say, oh, it's going to be. And I made up my mind what I thought it could be about. And then it was completely different. It was a discussion about something rather than an action. So in this particular instance, it was more about, it was a whole conversation around something that I hadn't actually bought into, really, because that wasn't what I expected when I looked at the title of the boo. So I turned it off, you know, and not because I was annoyed at being lied to effectively, because I can't blame people for going off on a subject, but it and I'm sure I've done it myself, but it made me think there is merit in making a subject of your boo. It's that, they call it, you might have to help me, is it ADA? And others might know about this, a marketing term, it's an acronym for ADA, AIDA, attention attraction. So that's going to get me, Oh, the subject line's interesting. So that's the attraction, whichever. And then the interest would be, well, I'm interested enough to click on it. The desire would be, well, I'm interested enough to carry on listening to it. And, oh, that's amazing, that is. And then desire, AIDA. Then action, so I might respond to it. So marketing people use that all the time. In terms of like if a newsletter was being sent to you, it's making you interested enough to look at the subject line twice, then to open the email, then to read the content, to engage, to be then going through to the next stage, which is the desire. So buying into that product, so going and buying that particular thing or signing up to that direct debit to give money to Saving Whales in Alaska or whatever. Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, and more to the point, if you have something more interesting to the point. Well, no, I didn't mean it.
That's ironic, though, isn't it? But go on.
But if you post something and it can have the opposite view, you might have something interesting to say
that you miss because
that I might not click on your boo if your title is rubbish, basically. So, for example, I might be wanting to boo about cooking. So I might make a curry later. I mean, I probably won't, but you know. So I might make a curry, and instead of booing about, instead of saying Thai green chicken curry boo, I might boo and say, me and Paul in the kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
And then you might not click on it because you think, oh, not them again.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And what are they getting up to into the kitchen?
Yeah.
And
so if you know, it has to be reflective, really. And I'm not saying that we're all, you know, great at...
No, it made us wonder, though, didn't it?
It did. How easily do you... Now, I'm a blogger as well, so I very much pay a lot of attention to my titles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe some... And sometimes, you know, if you're going to boo or blog or whatever about anything in particular, you think, oh, am I going to get it right, you know? And to draw enough attention. Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And you will attract different people. Definitely. You will attract people according to the way you title your booze and what you say. You know, it could be that if you feel that you've not got followers and it's frustrating because someone doesn't get back to you, it might be because just simply because of the way you've entitled your beer. It's food for thought, actually.
Yeah. We're not the judgment.
No. Oh, gosh, not at all.
It's more a pondering.
Well, one of my friends said to me that he felt that I was... one of my friends said to me that he felt that I was better for the fact that I'm with Claire on the basis that I get to the point now with my audio booze a lot quicker than I used to. And
it's only taking 15 minutes now.
But it was a very, very kind observation, and the fact that he sent it as a DM helped. Bless him. But no, he was absolutely right. And he said it in such a lovely way. I thought, how to deliver an encouragement sandwich.
Oh, that's a ghastly term.
Well, we could talk about ghastly terms. Ghastly. Yeah, I've been slapped. I'm going because this boo is becoming... It's almost going to be impossible to entitle this boo in a way that is in keeping with what we've just were talking about.
Title it, now let's think. How can we title this well? If you really want to attract attention, then you entitle it something like how to attract attention and introducing the slapper.
Very good. Who knows? Title's coming up, everyone. Speak to you soon.